Arizona. Reacting to widespread public opposition, legislators denied Murkowski's request. The governor did not give up. He secured a line of credit and went shopping for a jet. The state signed a contract in the summer of 2005 to purchase a Westwind II, complete with cream leather furniture, burgundy carpeting, a stereo system, and a flush toilet. On top of the $2.6 million purchase price, the state paid $97,600 to train four pilots and $95,000 for repairs and upgrades. In retrospect, Sarah was glad she had not been elected lieutenant governor. Chapter 8, A Family Decision. In 2004, friends and supporters urged Sarah to challenge Lisa Murkowski. Sarah had made a name for herself as a reformer, and supporters thought she had a good chance of winning. So, Sarah approached her family to discuss the possibility. Like all of her decisions to run for office, the decision had to be unanimous. "People don't believe me, but it's true. It had to be a family decision," she said. Todd was up for a move to Washington, D.C., and the girls were on board as well. But son Track, in his early teens, was becoming aware of the contentiousness of a political battle. He valued his privacy and felt uncomfortable in the limelight. "Track did not want me to run, and he was adamant about it. He had to bless me," Sarah said. "If he had said at that time, 'This is great,' I would have done it." When Sarah declined to toss her hat into the ring, some political observers speculated that she was weary of bucking the Republican establishment. "That wasn't true either," she said. "It was a family decision. In the end, all you can do is hope the message, the truth, will be received in the manner it was intended." Yet Sarah continued to feel drawn to public service, and she continued to follow reports of Governor Murkowski's political blunders. During the time between Sarah's resignation from the AOGCC and her bid for governor, Sarah had embraced her role as a hockey mom, organizing hockey benefits, helping with school events, and volunteering in the community. "As fulfilled as I was with four kids, I knew something was missing," she said. "It wasn't a dark time, but there was confusion. Was there something else I was supposed to be doing? I spent a lot of time in prayer about that." Sarah believes that every life, not just her own, has a higher purpose. She holds that life's truest meaning is found in serving.